In the collect of today's Mass, we pray, O God, who knowest us to be set in the midst of dangers so great that by reason of the frailty of our nature we cannot always withstand, grant to us health of mind and body, that being helped by thee, we may overcome the things which we suffer for our sins. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The ship that we read about in today's gospel is usually taken as an image of the Catholic Church. St. Thomas says it, and St. Boniface as well. St. Boniface, to quote him, says, "In her voyage across the ocean of the world, the Church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses." But this ship, as most of you well know, is also a symbol of the human soul, which is tossed about by the many trials and the multitude of temptations of life. Now, just as our blessed Lord was peacefully sleeping during the storm, as the apostles frantically tried to save their ship, so it seems, often enough, that when our soul is troubled by temptations and trials, that our Lord sleeps, that he does not hear our prayers, or at least that he doesn't grant them in the way that we think best. This is not the case. He appears not to hear us calling for help, yet remember, this is the time, those moments of trial and temptation, those are the times in which he is watching over us most compassionately and helps us in a way which is most beneficial to our soul. One saint, I cannot recall her name, I believe it was St. Catherine of Siena, was so tempted that she felt as if she were giving in. And when our Lord appeared to her afterwards, as he often did, she said, "Where were you, Lord, when my soul was so upset, when I was so tempted and at the brink of consent, where were you?" And our Lord's answer was, "I was in your soul, and I was quietly giving you all the graces that you needed, and you are victorious because I was with you." The storm which the apostles went through on that occasion must have been a particularly bad one, because these men, they were seasoned veteran fishermen, and they had been through many storms before. Their boat has perhaps almost been sunk before. Yet this time, they were frantic. They were anxious. They feared for their lives, and they had no clue what to do. They had tried everything. Yet despite this feeling of helplessness, they never gave up the ship. Psychologists tell us that one of the main evils of our day is that of easy defeat, that defeatist mentality. Many indulge in despondency. Some labor against near despair. But if hope dies, we must remember, this one author says, if hope dies, there is little chance that faith and charity will survive. Now, isn't this true for you? The waves of trial come repeatedly, over and over and over again. They seem like they will never stop. And at times in your life, the trials go one after another for 1 or 2 months. You do well at first, bearing your cross and all, but when they keep coming and they continue, you begin to feel the weight of it all and grow discouraged, despondent. the saints had it the same way. We know that the saints, and we often think of this too, that the saints fell. They committed sins or imperfections at least, but they never gave in to their falls. They always got back up with great confidence. But we often forget that they felt, one author says, they felt the same longing as we do for the excuse to keep falling. That is, they too had the temptation to become despondent, even when they were at their holiest. Don't forget that Saint Therese, when she was towards the end of her life and at the highest peak of perfection, when she was most ill, and then she experienced the temptation against the faith, that she admitted that she became so discouraged or had that temptation to discouragement that she would have easily committed suicide. She was tempted to that. And what about St. John Bosco, whose feast is tomorrow? He must have been tempted an awful lot to just give up ship each time that he was kicked out of a place. Remember, he had to take care of all those boys. And he would find one place to keep his house of prayer. And then for one reason or another, usually a political one, he'd be told to leave. There were no other options, but he left it to Providence. And Providence always came through. But he must have been quite discouraged. So as you see, the saints didn't always feel their ardent love for God in their spiritual life. So it should be no surprise if we feel the same and are at times tempted to jump ship. Another spiritual writer said, "No virtue can be productive of good unless it comes up against the evil that is its opposite." Think about that. For example, true courage is not true courage unless it has first experienced fear. In the same way, perseverance has to be tried by the temptation to give up, by the sense of failure, by an inability to feel the support of grace. If we overcome those things, then we have truly a supernatural virtue of perseverance. Do you want to hear something encouraging? The reason Christ fell repeatedly, some say that he fell as many as seven times. At least one person said that. The reason he fell repeatedly is so that he could give each one of us the example of getting back up after our falls. That's how we can imitate Christ in his passion, to persevere under exhaustion, whether it be physical or spiritual exhaustion, to be patient and to endure in the all but defeating experience of life, to be, in other words, cross bearers of our own weakness and of our own trials. We aren't Stoics. A Stoic is somebody who tries to set aside all of his feelings and go about something as if he were just a machine and not a man. That's not the way a Christian is, a Catholic. We know that there are feelings and that we must deal with them. We must experience them. So another author again tells us, in the Christian dispensation, happiness and holiness are found in accepting the cross with Christ, bearing the cross with Christ, falling under the cross with Christ, getting up under the cross with Christ, and going on in the knowledge that this is Christ's cross, discouragement. Now, the grounds, the basis for human discouragement are the experiences of inadequacy and loss. When a soul looks back and sees how often he has failed in life, when he looks forward and sees no security, no possibility of success, when he sees in his life a series of misfortunes and trials, could be in the marriage, it could be the death of a loved one, when he sees all of these bad things, then he grows discouraged. Now, returning to that ship on that stormy day, all was bleak on that ship. The apostles were ready to give up. And then they turned to Christ. There they found their helper. Lord, save us, we perish. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.